Today's Mass, of course, is that of the Most Holy Rosary, but we commemorate the Sunday after Pentecost, the 18th. This is the first petition of the Sunday Collect, which I take as my text. In thy tender mercy, direct our hearts, we beseech thee, O Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. But what and how? What is to be done? Since March, off and on, we've looked at this revolution, the great worldwide COVID reset. At least one writer refers to it as the end of our civilization. Well, we've studied it every which way, holding it up, this darkness, to the light. Why and how and when, we've examined in some detail. But now, what is to be done? You know, that's actually the title of a pamphlet which Lenin wrote in 1902. And since the communists were and are so stunningly successful, it surely is the question for us if we are to avoid their snares. One of the writers on one of the few websites worth your time, the website is called Lou Rockwell, one of the writers answered the question, in these desperate times, he said, two actions are essential, to take courage and to pray. And then last week, he had another thought, this writer did, and he added, and to garden. To garden? Yes. Yes, you see, because digging in the soil and raising living things to feed either the eyes or the stomach or both is to introduce a little bit of reality in our otherwise so artificial lives. In a garden, abstractions fall away. The real world presents itself, the primary one you know by means of your five senses. Gardening gives life. It promotes health, exercise, sun. Didn't we say all along that's all people needed was a little bit of sun and its vitamins? And it gives, too, a natural satisfaction. And if you do enough vegetables and then maybe throw a few chickens into the mix, you'd even have something on which to survive if the predictions of collapse come true. But this is Rosary Sunday. And the garden I'm thinking of is a flower garden, although it feeds the soul. Did you know that the Latin word for a rosary, for a rose garden, is the source of the rosary, rosarium, the rose garden? And the rose, of course, well, the rose is the queen of flowers, elegant, fragrant, and so beautiful. But hard to cultivate. If you've tried, you know. And then, of course, there are the thorns. The girls of the Sodality yesterday were all occupied with removing the thorns from your roses, which is very thoughtful of them. But you know, roses have thorns. This rosary gardening could save you and yours from the contagion, from the very catchy diseases of modern life. Ultimately, beyond the popular practical ignorance of religion, our world is distinguished by its wholesale rejection of God himself. In the old days, well, people would always forget religion and God and the commandments and its truths for a while. But they knew. You see, that's the difference. They knew, and they respected these holy things and persons still, even in their own moral lapses and weakness. Today, the left and the one-worlders have and propagate and mean to legislate an absolute contempt for the church and a resolve to abolish religion entirely in their new one-world order. Would most people miss it? They don't even know who God is, or Jesus Christ, or Mary, or the church. You'd get an unknowing look. What a punishment, says Pope Leo XIII. He was a great rosary pope. He wrote a number of encyclicals at the end of the 19th century. This is from his encyclical, Holy Joy, 1892. But what a punishment, he wrote, it is to allow man to waste his life in the pursuit of earthly pleasures and in forgetfulness of the only happiness that lasts forever. But meditation on the Rosary mysteries, the Pope continues, sheds light on the good things only faith can see. St. Paul, which God hath prepared for them that love him. And we all need this reminder, because these things aren't seen, and all of these other things are seen by us every day. We need this work in the Rose Garden, which enables us, as St. Paul once wrote to his converts at Corinth, to look not at the things that are seen, but to look at the things that are not seen. Take death, for example. It's staring us in the face these days. But only forgetfulness of death is deadly. Death is not the end. It is a passage to a life which has no end. And that life will be passed either in heaven with God or in hell with the rebel angels, either in joy or in hatred. Your soul will never die. Again, St. Paul, death forms for us part of our present light and temporary affliction. Now, devotion to the rosary, garden work, you might call it, is a text, it's a tweet from the real world, the world which is without end. Not the fiction and the fable brought to you by college and cable and COVID-19. Isn't it about time we headed, well, not outside, but inside to cultivate the soil of our souls? It may be that the rosary will save our country and society, yet it has in the past that power of the Holy Gospel meditated, applied to our lives, unleashed by the meditation prayer of the rosary in those beautiful, powerful words of the angel's greeting and the church's response and the prayer our Lord himself taught us. It may be that the rosary will yet save us from the threatened destruction whose precursor or forerunner is the pandemic and the riots. But it will be the rosary, and I'm thinking the glorious mysteries in particular, which will make heaven real to us at a time when everything is all too hellish. Heaven as a destination, location. Our eyes at last wiped free of tears and dry, and we enchanted with being fellow citizens with the angels, the saints, and the blessed company of our own Blessed Mother. These truths become true to us when we pray. They almost seem to fade away, don't they? Some days, because of what we see and what we hear and the way we live. But they become true again when we pray, as they will be one day in God's tender mercy forever. The Rosary directs our hearts, but Lenin's question hangs still. What is to be done? You know, the word paradise is derived from the Persian word paradaisa, meaning a walled garden. The ancients used to call gardens a paradise. The garden serves still as a symbol of heaven, as is this rose garden, the rosary, which we celebrate today and pledge ourselves to cultivate. Sore knees, so what? The heat, the sweat, the hard work may be of a lifetime, well worth it. What better advice could there be than that then? Go, cultivate a garden, but surely 15 minutes a day to visit such a garden, to stroll through it at a leisurely pace in God's so beautiful and fragrant place, his rose garden. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.